This is Money Talking from WNYC. Joining me is Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine and Joe Nocera with The New York Times. And it's the weekend, time to finally catch up on the reading that you just can't seem to get to during the week. And for me, I'm actually trying to finally finish Doris Kearns Goodwin's Team of Rivals about Lincoln and the cabinet that he pulled together. And maybe while it's not necessarily a business story per se, I think it really does kind of tie into how you actually get the political system to work in times of crisis. And, you know, that we've been going through a lot of them recently, maybe not at the level of the Civil War, but it's an interesting study in character and in actually how to get people to do things that sometimes even they don't want to do to get to the results in the end that are the right results. Joe, what are you reading this weekend?
Well, the current issue of Fortune magazine has a really intriguing story about Guggenheim Partners.
Yes.
And one of the co-authors is my old buddy James Bandler. Guggenheim Partners is this firm that nobody's ever really heard of that in the last 14 years has gone from being fundamentally the family found fund for the Guggenheim family, the same Guggenheim family that built the museum, to being a sprawling hedge fund, private equity fund that has over $170 billion in assets, has bought the Los Angeles Dodgers, and has done tons of deals. And so how this all happened is what I'm hoping to find out.
Well, what I'd love to learn is, you know, the research arm that does a lot of the analysis of political or economic issues used to be with Sanford, which we know what happened to Alan Sanford and his company. Then they switched over to MF Global, and we know what happened to MF Global. And then Guggenheim and Partners bought all those people up, and now they file their analyst reports from Guggenheim and Partners. So let's hope third time's a charm. Not a charm. Rana, what are you reading?
So I, for the last couple of days, have been reading Catherine Boo's much-talked-about book about the Mumbai ghettos entitled Behind the Beautiful Forevers. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful book. I mean, it's first of all, it's a testimony to what you can do when you really, really deeply report something. She spent years in this ghetto near the airport reporting on the lives of these people who are the dark side of globalization in the emerging world. And what really strikes me is that I think that in some ways the core problem of the rich world and the developing world is the same: inequality, growing inequality as a result of globalization, and the social unrest that comes from that. And I think that that's going to be a big challenge in the decades ahead, and she covers it beautifully.
Well, if you want to read any of these stories, you can find links to them at our weekend reading list at moneytalking.org. And while you're there, leave a comment and let us know what you think about the stories we're reading, or tell us what you're looking at this weekend. You can also download Money Talking, the podcast, for free from iTunes. Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine, Joe Nocera with The New York Times. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.